206-2237.
While you were shopping, America, here's some of what happened. The Eagles scored 28 points with 7 and change to go in their game against the New York Giants. So now they lead the NFC East. They won, baby. Woohoo! I love the Eagles. Sorry, I'm gonna boast. The pass down the Packers, at least it was a game. Did anybody nail the score? We'll tell you about that. The repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Big news passing the Senate. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And here's where we push off from shore and get into some choppy waters. Welcome to the left, to the right, and all those places in between. You can jump in whenever you want to throw in your two here on ATN. As you know, it's not a closed highway like in California where they're suffering on Highway 5 from severe flooding because they've had nothing but buckets and buckets of rain. But that's another story. Vice President Joe Biden, part of the Sunday swirl, he made it clear on the heels of all the discussion about Afghanistan and what is and what isn't happening, the latest update, the latest briefing, if you will. He talked about timelines, actual timelines. Here's what Jolton Joe had to say.
We're starting it in July of 2011, and we're going to be totally out of there come hell or high water by 2014.
All right, hell or high water, 2014. What do you think, America? You think we're done with Afghanistan? And if we're done in 2014, what is Afghanistan going to look like? Biden also went on to talk about 2011 and the troops and the amounts and said that next summer's planned withdrawal will be more than a token reduction. So look for more troops to come out of Afghanistan. And then, as the vice president is supposed to do, he's supposed to push the message. He says he sees progress on all fronts, with more progress in some areas than others. But that's the deal. He was there to carry the football down the field and move the chains a little bit further when it comes to the administration's agenda with Afghanistan, because there was some, I think, shocked people in the room when Afghanistan was talked about at the tail end of last week. It was Thursday when you had people from the Red Cross suddenly talking to the press and saying that they weren't so sure about some of the things that they had heard with the Taliban and defeating the Taliban, that in fact it sounded like there wasn't a lot of progress that was being made in Afghanistan, and the problem was the terrain, the terrain, the terrain. Go back to the same thing. That's not a big secret. That's been the problem all along. And then also Pakistan and their involvement and Pakistan's unwillingness to go after the bad guys. So what would happen is, okay, I'm going to go along this line, and I'm going to jump over, drop a few bombs, hurt a few troops, go after some of those NATO folks, then I'm going to walk over and go over to Pakistan because I know I'll have a safe haven there. And Biden did address that. Biden said that there's been less success in the Afghan insurgency and dealing with those so-called safe spots in Pakistan and creating a stable Afghan government. I mean, wouldn't it be sad? You think of all the investment, all the blood that was shed. You leave Afghanistan after 14 years. I mean, you fully leave after 14 years. And what do you leave Afghanistan with? Is it the same thing, just different players? Is it anything but a semi-democracy or a democracy? Of course. Think of the Taliban and think of the reach that the Taliban has. I don't care if there's 100 Taliban members that have real pull. The fact is they have pull in an illiterate society. What's being done to change that? Remember when we first went to Afghanistan, it was all about, eventually, it was all about, okay, it's not so much about bombing and trying to completely smoke out the Taliban. It's about getting people to understand there's a different way, winning their hearts and their minds. You know, how far have they come in the hearts and minds battle? I mean, that's the key thing here. If that was the intent, okay, we've got to have people change their mind. We've got to figure out a way to get them on board. has that really happened? I mean, in some cases and probably in some villages, sure, you talk to, and we have here on America Tonight, you talk to soldiers and they say there was nothing like the feeling of when they had people saying, thank goodness you're here, through a translator, of course, or if they spoke sparingly English, and really got excited about the fact that they were being helped. But how long also does that last? I mean, there's a thing called survival. You're illiterate, you have very little, and you're offered things because you are a lookout for the Taliban. You are a lookout for Al-Qaeda wannabes, let's say. So if that's the case, it's about surviving. It's about feeding your family. And sometimes maybe you do things that you don't want to do, even if they've been swayed in a different direction. And plus, Hamid Karzai, you got to be kidding. How much do you trust? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you trust Hamid Karzai? I'm going to give him a 2.5. I mean, honestly, 2.5. I wish it wasn't that way. It's all about nepotism with him, but the wrong kind of nepotism. That's what scares me to death about the tail end of Afghanistan. If you want to throw in on this, you can certainly do that at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All right, what's cooking for the rest of this hour on America Tonight? Coming up, we're going to check the mailbag. How often do I pound all of you across America and outside of our borders about shooting me emails at americatonight.net to sound off, to vent on any of the things that we've been talking about on the show? Or perhaps you have a different twist or a different point of view on something, please do so. Our mailbag, and you do, our mailbag is once again overflowing, which means I have to clean it out. Otherwise, you get that red line that says, danger, danger, Will Robinson, you better do something quick. So we will check our mail next here on the show. And also, at the tail end of the hour, we'll tell you what happened in the world of sports, particularly in the NFL. I mentioned it a few moments ago. There was some exciting football, actually. Last-minute drives and edge of your seat. You're not sure who's going to win. Even teams who had huge leads, like Dallas at one point had a 20-point lead over Washington. They gave it all back, and they were lucky to escape with that win, but they did win. So that's another pickup for Jason Garrett as the interim coach. And we'll talk about some of the other teams that stayed the contenders. A lot was made about the Jets, and they've had a couple of tough games, but the Jets knocked off Pittsburgh. So they're in that playoff hunt. They're right there in the thick of it. And at this point, it's all about playing for position, playing for the playoffs, home field advantage, and trying to get that, trying to pick up those couple of games you need maybe at the tail end of the season. So we will take a look back at this week that was in the NFL. We've got a couple of weeks left, and then we're into the playoffs, and we're still doing that nail the score thing. Don't forget, mark it down, write it down. Thursday nights into Friday in our third hour, we randomly pick the game of the week. And you, yes, you could be one of our big winners like Chris in Connecticut was. All you have to do is call the show once we have the game and tell us in that hour who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. We'll let you know if we had a winner and nail the score, plus some other oddball things that happened over the weekend. We'll get to that. But next, we're checking the mail.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2222. 2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Debate. Dale Schmidt wants to tell me about the Eagles and their big win. And Big Joe has something to say about Mark Cuban's latest ploy. We're going to get to that coming up when we check our mailbag and a couple of other quick things. But before we do, we've got Dan in Texas in the wings. Dan, what's up, buddy?
Madam President, I have a gift for everybody out there in the audience. May I?
Go for it.
Okay. The Lord looked down and saw the need. So to save mankind, he sent a holy seed. An angel appeared in a bright white light, and to Mary, a virgin made untouched by man, he imparted to her God's holy plan. Mary, thou art blessed above all women, for you shall give birth to God's only Son. And he will grow and learn till it is time to show the world God's plan divine. And so it was, and so it came to be, that a virgin girl gave birth in the city of David to the Savior of both you and me. Blessed be the name of our Lord God. Blessed be the name of his Son, who came by way of a virgin to save us, everyone.
Wow, that sounded like you could do that reading at church. That was pretty good.
Well, thank you.
Do you ever get up and do readings?
No, I'm just a quiet little country boy poet.
All right, so you know, you're kind of bringing us back to the shopping malls are jammed in the commercialization of Christmas.
No,
whoops,
that's
there
not
is,
my...
I know. Whoops, there is another meaning to Christmas, and
well,
you just told it.
This is the reason for the season. It's not the gifts we give each
right.
other. It's the gift Almighty God gave us.
Yeah, absolutely. And people forget.
Well, blessings upon you, my love, and also the tortilla.
All right. You have a good one. Thank you. You know, it's a good reminder for those people that are, what are people thinking about when they're like in the shopping malls? I got to get some more stuff. And boy, if you are braving the shopping situation anywhere, I don't care where you're listening to me, whether you're in Chicago or whether you're in a small town like Dan in Texas or you're listening to us in Austin, Texas or wherever. I mean, it is crazy town out there. It is. So people must have some money to spend, or there must be great deals, or they think they're getting great deals, or I'm not really sure, but there are definitely people that are mixing it up. Like I said, the worst place to be right now is somewhere at one of those malls because it's a nightmare trying to park. Without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. I do have mail, and let's start with Dale Schmidt. Dale in Illinois calls the show every once in a while. We like Dale. He says, Kate, I just had to send my congrats to you on the Eagles' win. What a great finish. They made ants out of the Giants. Yeah, you know, what's really crazy, if you watch the tail end of that game, and I did just really see, because, of course, I was running around, I really did just see the tail end of that game. But the Giants... You know, did the Giants lose it? It's like somebody said to me, can you believe that defense, like Swiss cheese suddenly in the last quarter, how brutal was that? I mentioned it at the top. 28 points with under eight minutes to go in the game. 28 points. What was going on with the defense in the fourth quarter? And then they punt the ball to DeSean Jackson. Could that be a worse person to punt the ball to? Yeah, I know you're trying to get it deep and all that sort of stuff, but what punting it to him? What, are you kidding me? So I was surprised that they pulled that out, to be honest. That was the surprising part of that. All right, I mentioned Michael sent us an email about healthcare, the healthcare debate. Here's what Michael said. Kate, enjoy your show. Regarding the healthcare debate, I'm glad to plug a Republican Tea Party candidate here in Kentucky who's a big believer in state sovereignty. His name is Phil Moffitt. He can be reached at philmoffitt.com. We are hoping to get support from the National Tea Party movement. Spread the word. Thanks for all you do. Michael from Kentucky. State sovereignty. Boy, we've heard that before, like in Texas. That was discussed in Texas. What's going to be interesting with the whole Tea Party movement is where does it go? I happened to see something over the weekend. I don't remember where I was or how it came up, but I remember seeing it. I was probably reading something on the internet, but CNN is hooking up with the Tea Party Express to actually put on a Republican presidential debate in 2011. You know where they're going to do it? The debate's going to be in Tampa in September, and they're going to just focus. They've narrowed it down. The focus is going to be money and government, you think? So the economy or economics and the issues that are governmental. Be interesting because I think they're going to get a big reaction to that in Tampa. They'll have a big crowd. Of course, they have plenty of time to plan that. But what does that mean that CNN is joining forces with the Tea Party Express? So they're just going to, they're being full partners with CNN or what? And I think that's what it is. I guess that's why I was surprised, because they say that they're going to be involved in making decisions about the debate, and they're going to ensure that the debate reflects Tea Party principles, and they say they're excited to have the values represented over the airways of CNN. And the political director, somebody sent me a text on this. The political director, Sam Feist, told the Los Angeles Times, who got wind of it, that the that the director of politics for CNN said you find groups that are part of the coalition that make up a party and partner with them, and they're clearly a significant part of the Republican coalition. Wow. So what's your reaction to that? I mean, in a way, that's kind of surprising because the whole thing about the network, remember, ooh, not biased and can't have biased coverage. Now they're flat out saying they're going to be partners. So that's a little bit different than we're going to televise this debate and there's going to be different people there. I mean, they're saying partners. So that means monetarily they're involved in this. 800-259-5791. I think what's happening is CNN is getting clobbered in the ratings. And remember, the old theme of this show, follow the money, whatever it is. So the money goes, so goes CNN, because they are getting killed in the ratings. And the ratings, the problem is with the ratings, it's the advertising, too, that goes wayward on them. And the Tea Party has a popular thread, certainly. So they're jumping on the bandwagon, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. All right, here's another one from Sam, listening to us in Vermont. And Sam says, Kate, what do you think is going to happen at the tail end of this season in the NFC? Because I know you say you really prefer the NFC, that you grew up in an NFC area. Do you think Philadelphia takes this, or do you see some other team taking the whole thing in the NFC? Wow, that's such a wide open question. I'm an Eagles fan, so it's tough. If I'm not going to be biased in this, do I think it's going to be Philadelphia? Well, certainly there's a great chance that Philadelphia's going to be there. I mean, look at the crazy things that have happened for Philly lately, with especially this game with the Giants. Does it show that the Giants are that crappy and can be that exposed? I mean, how did they ever let the Eagles get back into that? And I mean, how'd they ever let that happen with that much time that they just had to tick away on the clock? That's crazy. 28 points. You know, when I look at the AFC, there isn't, to me now, there's clearly no doubt, even though the Patriots had a big challenge from the Packers. I think the Patriots are there, but I think in the NFC, if I'm being really honest about it or being careful about it, the Eagles have a great chance, but it might not be the Eagles. I mean, certainly in the NFC East, okay, great. So if Philadelphia wins the NFC East, but then look at the rest of the NFC. Chicago, no way. Green Bay, they show shades of a few things, right? But they're certainly not there yet. What's the other team out of the NFC that could be so strong? Can you say Atlanta Falcons? Yep, Falcons would be very tough. Stay with us.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com Manufacturers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here on this radio show, we zig and zag all over the place. That's the way we like it. Because all of us have a little bit of that ADD in us, right? Did you happen to check out any of the flicks that opened at the box office this weekend? Maybe you went to see Tron Legacy. I'm not shocked by this. I said when I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, there was giant billboards for Tron. I was thinking, oh, Tron is... When I saw the billboards, I was like, I know this is going to be... I think this is going to be just huge. And it's not surprisingly, it was number one. 43.6 mil to be exact, if we're counting the Do-Re-Mi. That's what it pulled in. So retooling this, rebooting this, whatever, really worked for the Disney flick, because originally it was Disney, right? It was a Disney, what they call a Disney retool, a reboot, or whatever. And Jeff Bridges, who's on one of those comeback roles, you know, he won the Oscar last year, and he's done a couple of interesting roles lately, and here he is, it's the whole Tron thing again. IMAX and Tron really went together like salt and pepper, kind of. So that helped pull in some of those numbers. A lot of kids maybe that hadn't seen Tron got pulled back into it, and certainly people who know about Tron probably went to see it. A lot of that money came from some of those IMAX theaters, because it only opened on like 240 some IMAX deals, and a lot of the money ended up coming from there, so there was something to that. There was the obligatory, almost every single weekend there's a romantic comedy that opens up. I almost think that people in Hollywood get together, the people that have money, and they say, oh, Jennifer Aniston, dude, we were all about Jennifer Aniston. She really got jammed up on that Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt thing. Oh, we like her. She's part of the fold. So let's throw her a bone, give her a little romantic comedy. How many of those has she been in? So let's put her in another one. Or whoever it is, you know, recycling those faces. And they had a movie like that came out. How Do You Know was the name of the movie. And it was a James L. Brooks deal. It came in at number 8. So didn't even crack 8 mil. Didn't even crack 8 mil. And the How Do You Know cost to make that sucker, given all the buddies, you know, the little bit the pieces of it, 100 million, more than 100 million. So that would be considered a bomb. So it's probably not going to recoup that money. I mean, flat out a bomb, right? Yogi Bear, I guess that did okay. It was number 2 behind Tron, almost 17 million. So it wasn't a giant movie like the Alvin and the Chipmunks deal that came out before Christmas last year, but still it turned out to be okay. I'll tell you the one that I want to see, that I'm interested to see how that's going to do at the box office. I like the Coen brothers. I just like their sense of humor, and they've got that True Grit remake thing going on. So True Grit, I want to see what happens with that. And there's another one of those trilogies, The Little Fockers. You know, remember the whole thing with Ben Stiller? The first one, Meet the Fockers, etc., and all the way through. So now this would be I think it's the third one. And I wonder if that will do anything. I wonder if that will have any box office punch. The Fighter, which was the movie I said that I would probably be the most interested in seeing, that pulled in like 12 million or so. But this is the holidays, and that's when people start to go see the movies. So they trickle the movies out, and then they see where everything lands. And Tron, I bet you, is over 100 million. So that's a layup, because that was a layup to make that, and they end up making money on it. But let's help our star friends who need some screen time movie. Looks like that's not really doing much of anything. Let's just put it that way. All right, this is a big deal. Let's jump back to politics here for a second. You know, we talked about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's repealed. Huge story over the weekend by the Senate. John McCain threatens and says he's going to try to appeal the repeal, but it's going to kick in probably by the time the military does its thing and it gets rubber stamped, it gets its certification, and the Pentagon goes through its process at least 90 days, maybe a little bit more than that. So it's not going to happen right away. It's not happening tomorrow. Everybody reenlists, because that's what people think, and they're running out to reenlist people who left the military who were gay. And there's going to be that lag time in between. So speaking of lag time, there's been a lot of pressure to appease Russia to get the START treaty done. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell won't bite on that. He's saying he's opposing this treaty and it's just trying to get jammed down our throats without serious examination of it. And what does serious examination of this mean? Well, one thing for sure is there has to be something in this for the United States, and I agree with this. I mean, what is the language of what the START Treaty is? And apparently there's a whole bunch of stuff on tactical weapons and the non-strategic and the strategic offensive arms and all of that. And so there's some confusion there. They don't want to, even though this is not a non-binding thing, let's face it, you don't want to sign this deal, sign off of it, and have it blow up in your face. So I think there needs to be some, I agree with them, I think there needs to be some clarification of some of the things that are muddled down on paper here. And they're going to start that debate on the treaty on Monday, starting at 10 a.m. So that's like, what, 2 cups of coffee in. And Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid still is believing that he's maybe going to get those votes that he needs to pass it, but there's not a final vote that's scheduled. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's easy. The treaty calls for the U.S. and Russia to cut their number of deployed nuclear weapons to, what's the magic number? 1,550 within 7 years. But it has to get that approval from the Senate and the Federation Council of Russia. And any changes to the treaty would effectively kill it and send it back to negotiations. See, that's the thing, because already the Russian side of it is stamped. So in trying to break it down and restart it, it would change that timeline for sure. And one of the concerns is also, it's the same as always, verifying nuclear stockpiles, and what about the U.S.-backed missile defense systems? What, are we going to get rid of the missile defense systems? I don't think so. Do you think that would be a big mistake, not to have the missile defense system going? I think so. I don't care what stripe you have on your back, conservative, flaming liberal, undecided, in between. Do you not want a defense system? I think you do. One of the critics of what's been dubbed this whole START thing and getting it through includes Frank Gaffney, a guy who's been on the show a couple of times, also the former UN ambassador John Bolton, and a bunch of others who are saying, just say no to this thing. I mean, just say no, because there's just too much lack of anything that's clear over the missile defense, and you can't, you know, right now Russia has a 10-to-1 advantage over the U.S. in tactical nuclear weapons. So it might not be a good time to just say, let's just go with this. Let's just roll with it. Let's just sign on the dotted line. And I don't think they're gonna have the numbers of votes to pass it. I think that there will even be a few Democrats, and there certainly will be enough Republicans, it's looking like anyway, to say, we're not going to do it. Okay, here's another big thing that we've talked about on this show. I can't tell you how many times people have said to me, well, what's the big deal about Facebook? I don't understand. Why is the guy who's Zuckerberg, the guy who started Facebook, why is he the man of the year on Time Magazine? He's just some punk kid who went to Harvard for a small amount of time, for like a year or whatever. And he starts this Facebook thing. There are a lot of privacy issues about it. And, you know, what's the big deal about Facebook and blah, blah, blah. And how do you monetize? How's he even monetizing Facebook? And what's interesting is, that's the question. How is he monetizing Facebook? Well, there are, let's just call them, subliminal ads, or flat out ads, if you pay attention to what's happening or what has happened with Facebook. And I guess the amount, the sales, it's really the sales connected with Facebook, it's a crazy number. It's like 2 billion. I mean, seriously, some crazy thing like that. And when you talk about the numbers of people that are on this thing, that shows you the power of it, even the power on paper of its worth, because of the amount of people who are hooked into the whole friends deal. And radio shows like this one, frankly, you have to be on Facebook, and its population is ever growing. So that's the answer. That whole power in numbers thing also applies to Facebook. How's that? All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we've got news you can abuse, a little bit of birthday news, and the key thing is we've got NFL scores. So stay with us.
We'll be right back. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part.
Tebow has a lot of room to run. Tebow's going to have a first down. Tebow inside the 15, inside the 10. Tim Tebow, a Denver touchdown. 40 yards on 3rd and 24 on a quarterback lead draw. Are you kidding me?
1st and 10, under 27. Play action, a blitz, a throw out right. Catch, fullback, Marcel Race.
Nobody on this side of the field. Midfield 40, he may go 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders!
There's the snap, the kick is airborne it is. Good, Lions have stopped their string of losses on the road. It's 26 in a row. They break our hearts on a Sunday before Christmas in like the 6th geese a-laying. We laid an egg today.
Roethlisberger out of the shotgun in his own end zone. Moeldy Moore to his left. Trap handoff, Moeldy Moore.
He's caught behind the line. Thrown down in the end zone. It's a safety. Jason Taylor makes through to bring down Moeldy Moore. The Jets score two.
Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. He's at the 40. He's going to go. Deshaun Jackson. Oh. I don't care if he's got time. He's running around. And he's in the end zone. And it's no time. And the Eagles win. The Eagles win. This is Miracle in the Meadowlands, number 2.
All right, what a crazy week in the NFL. Were you paying attention? Man, that Eagles game, that take the cake with 8 minutes, less than 8 minutes, 28 points. How the Giants blew that. I think that might even be I'm an Eagles fan, a bigger part of the story, the fact that that happened, how pathetic is that? So the Eagles now 10-4, 6-2 away. They lead the NFC East. 38-31 was the final there. You heard Merrill Reese. He was so stoked. All eyes on Michael Vick. Three touchdowns, almost 250 yards. A couple of other things in the NFL. You heard a bunch of it. Man, the Bills. I can't even stand to see any of the highlights of the Bills. But they beat the Dolphins. So the Dolphins are 7-7, 1-6 at home. How sick is that? That is a lack of home cooking. 17-14. Buffalo beat them. Oh, only a Buffalo fan is liking that. And then the Chiefs last year were so awful. And this year's been a different story for them. They knock off the Rams, and they should have, but because the Rams aren't so hot, obviously. They've really been brutal the last couple of games. But 27-13 was the final score in that. And a couple of the others to throw in here. The Cowboys and the Redskins. Cowboys, who cares? Because they're not going to the playoffs, obviously. But they pick up another win. So they pick up their fifth win. They're 5-9, 2-6 at home. 33-30. They let the Redskins back in. But a field goal helped them clip the Washington Redskins. And more importantly, for Jason Garrett, who's the interim coach, he gets his fourth win, so he's 4-2 as the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe he ends up hanging on to this gig, and some of the big names that are being thrown about don't actually get it, and he gets it. Here's the other big one, too. The Saints and the Ravens. I told you I really like this Ravens team. They beat the Saints 30-24. Ray Rice rushed for over 150 yards, and this is a kid I watched in college at Rutgers, small. I was thinking of him at Rutgers. He was kind of a small guy, but a guy who can motor, and he has definitely proven that in the pros. He was effective right from the very beginning, and he is a big weapon for the Ravens, no doubt. All right, the game that a lot of you want to know about is what happened with the Packers and the Patriots, because that was our game of the week, our nail the score game. Take a listen to these highlights.
Bosby to kick it off, right to left, a low kick, bouncing, picked up on one of the up men at the 30, 35-yard line, and that's Dan Connolly at the 40, 45, 50, left side of the 40, 35-yard line, 30, 25, 20, 15 to the 10, to the 5, and inside the 5, Dan Connolly, the big old guard.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that? Connolly lugging 313 pounds down the field, taking the short kickoff, bouncing kickoff by Green Bay, and Connolly stunned everybody in the joint, including the Packers. I tell you, he did a heck of a job. Direct snap to Brady, fires left, it is caught by Hernandez, and he is down and in. Touchdown, Tom Brady to Aaron Hernandez, and Brady checked that play off at the line of scrimmage, Gino, and sent Hernandez wide left.
Blender at Gretzky, perfect.
It's down to 8.
Down to 9. Down to 7, Flynn shotgun. Down to 5, he's got to go to the end zone. Flynn steps up, looks, he's hit, he's sacked, fumbles, Patriots recover, ball game over. Goodness. Gully Bantakane hit him from behind, and the Patriots hang on to beat the Packers.
Yeah, how about that? That was at least one of the more exciting games the last couple of weeks with the Patriots, because, man, in December they have just rolled. So they pick up another win, of course. They're 12-2. But what a solid effort, if nothing else, from the Packers, who are 8-6. And that really was one of the better games to watch. The Sunday night game, it seems like it always turns out to be. NBC's not stupid. They've pulled away with some of the better games, to be sure. The Bears and the Vikings. This one's going to be played at the University of Minnesota. That's the Monday night game. Boy, there's a lot of controversy over this. Our man Matt Johnson, of course, right there in Minnesota. Matt, you're hearing about this. What about the field? This is the final game of the week, and the Vikings punter, Chris, even said it was unplayable.
Yeah, it was Chris Cluey. He tweeted out about the field being basically like concrete after they took the tarp off of it. And you got to imagine that there's no, like, the modern stadiums nowadays, they all have heated coils underneath the field. But the University of Minnesota, the stadium wasn't made to be played in the winter because college isn't played then, so they didn't install the heating coils underneath the field. So it's pretty much like a frozen rock right now, and they're trying to heat it up using a tarp over it and then blasting heat into it. But you got to figure that at night, by the time the second half starts, it's going to be like concrete again. So I think it's a legitimate concern.
Yeah, because playing on concrete, my God, what can that do to you? Think of these guys and how they play the game, the speed at the NFL level, the danger of that. Matt's right, man. Concrete, that's why a lot of players have been saying things about that. But right now it's on track that they're gonna play there, and you have to wonder what kind of a game you're even gonna see. That's what they're gonna be talking about on Monday Night Football, by the way. Of course, Al Michaels, they're going to be talking about this ad nauseum because that's such a big piece of this whole thing, as what is this field going to be like and what are we going to see out there. It's going to be ugly, I'll have to say that. All right, speaking of sports, we actually have a bunch of ex-sports superstars and then some others who are celebrating a birthday. So for fun, I thought we would throw in birthdays here in our last final moments of the hour. And birthdays include Chris Evert, who is 55 years old. Boy, she just came off of that short-lived marriage with Greg Norman. I don't even think they made it a year, I want to say. And then you've got, who else is celebrating a birthday? Joe Paterno, 83 years old. Papa Joe. Talk about job security for this guy. He will just have to walk away when he wants to walk away. Do you know he's been the coach at Penn State for 50 years?
Did he just come out and say he wanted to coach another?
Yes.
I think it was 5 years.
Yes.
Or 6 years. Something ridiculous. Like, he's going to be in his 90s.
I know. And they will not touch him.
Oh,
unlike,
man,
Bobby Bowden, who says he really wanted to stay at Florida State for another year. And says they basically told him that was it. They won't do that to Paterno.
He must, I don't know how he does it, because it's got to be tough for him to relate to 18
that's
and 19
what I think.
Year old kids.
Yeah. I mean, he must have great assistants.
Somebody's doing a lot of extra work, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too, because that's the whole thing. I mean, the age, he could be like the great grandfather of some of those kids that are coming in. Hey, Ray Romano is an actor, but he played a sports writer, remember, on that television show? 52 years old, Ray Romano. I think he's got another show going on. Pretty sure he does. But 52. A couple of others.
A certain age.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Keith Sutherland. Back in the day, I liked Keith Sutherland. Remember Jack Bauer, 24. 43 years old, Annie Dick, comedian. I find him, he can be funny. He's been funny on some of the shows that I've seen him on. 44 years old. And let's give you another one. Jane Fonda has another exercise video out, or DVD. She turns 72 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
And a B-nob.
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.